Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Horsemen and horsewomen of all ages, you don't want to miss the Heber Valley Horse Sale, April 5th and 6th at the Wasatch County Events Complex in Heber City, Utah. This event isn't just for buyers and sellers. This is a fun-filled weekend for the whole family. The activities begin Friday, April 5th, with all-day horse previews, including team roping and calf roping previews, with a trail competition, a buyer's clinic, and a tack sale. Then over 100 head of the best horses will be sold Saturday morning, April 6th at 11 a.m., with both live and online bidding at heberhorsesales.com. This will be your opportunity to buy some of the best broke, multi-purpose horses anywhere. For more information, visit their website at heberhorsesales.com or give Brent a call at 801-368-5498. That's 801-368-5498. And make plans to join us April 5th and 6th in Heber City, Utah at the Wasatch County Events Complex for a great weekend of horse-related activities and a chance to buy your next favorite horse at the Heber Valley Horse Sale.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. I'm still mad about that. You used all the toilet papers. Makes me mad. Let's have some poetry, shall we? Yvonne Hollenbeck is riding along with us. And, you know, her husband, Glenn, is the content of a lot of her poetry. And this is no different.
No different.
Yeah, this is Old Eagle Eye.
He can tell if a heifer is starting to calve, I swear, from a mile away. And see if he needs to go pull the calf by just simply looking that way. He can see if a windmill is working or not from his horse on a faraway hill, and tell which direction the wind's coming from by watching the tail on the mill. He knows if a coyote or badger is near by watching the tracks in the sand, and sees if a staple is loose from a post on the fence that encircles his land. He's got eyes like an eagle for finding new calves that the mamas have hidden all snug. So why can't he see the mud on his boots that he's tracking all over my rug?
Yeah, well, I know for a fact she's still mad about that.
There's no doubt.
No doubt about it. Absolutely right. My hero, Yvonne Hollenbeck.
Yeah.
And my hero, Glenn Hollenbeck. Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing they're together.
Oh, man, they make the perfect couple.
They do.
They are so awesome. they are just awesome. Yep. Well, we're still mad about that.
I'm still mad about it.
You still got a few things you're mad about?
Well,
I've always got lots.
Well, keep going now.
All right. I'm still mad about, do you remember when we were young? I'm not going to say kids, but
younger.
I would say lower teens. Do you remember exercising those race horses?
Oh, yes.
For the Pony Express. Yes. All summer long, you rode race horses to get them ready for the Pony Express race.
Uh-huh.
And then they wouldn't let you race.
And then they wouldn't let me jockey.
And then they let somebody else jockey.
Yeah.
All right. I'm still ticked about that.
You and me both.
Yeah, I know.
You and me both.
I'm sorry to
dirty rotten coyotes.
I'm sorry to pick that scab.
You did. But you peeled that scab.
I did,
right,
didn't
off
I? Yeah.
There.
Well, I remember our dad wasn't too happy either.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. And Dad never did hold anything back.
Oh, heavens no.
It had to come out.
Is that where we got it? is that where that came from?
Oh, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit of that.
Right. Yeah. Well, I challenged a bunch of, all right, now this is their own words. They call, these ladies called their ride the old hide ride.
Okay.
That's what they did.
That was them,
that
not
was
you.
Them. It wasn't me, there. Right? And I just happened to be there with them, so they asked me to do some entertaining. Anyway, I went on their old hide ride
right,
with them.
Right.
Yeah, me and the guide were the only guys. Yeah, and of course the gelding I was riding.
I know.
We were the only guys, right?
Okay.
Yeah, all right. At the end of the ride, we found ourselves in a... in an arena, and I challenged everybody to a horse race.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You didn't.
I'm on blue, okay? And he reaches top speed in about 20 yards.
Right.
But it's pretty fast.
It's fast.
Pretty quick.
It
right?
is quick, yeah.
Well, I didn't realize that one of the gals was a jockey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and she was riding a pretty leggy paint horse.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right?
Uh-huh.
So this is Dave Anderson's oldest daughter.
Okay. Yeah,
well, it's not really his daughter, but he calls her his daughter.
Yeah. For all right? intents and purposes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. Yes. All right, so... Ready, set, go. I jump out to the lead. You know, I'm doing so good. I get halfway down the arena, and she blows Blue. My doors off. Boom, you know. Blue had reached top speed. That was it. That was it for him. I mean, he shot the bottle rocket, and we were done. And she comes flying
Ooh,
by
oh, and yeah. you had to eat crow.
I'm still mad about that.
Well, yeah. you know, there was a time when I was a young, impressionable young man.
Sure.
And I had this pretty lady.
Yeah.
She wasn't a yeah. young lady, but she yeah. walks up. And
yeah.
if a lady does this to you,
yeah.
puts her arm out there and says, let's arm wrestle.
Oh, don't do it.
Walk away.
Are you still mad about that?
I am still mad.
I'll bet you. We need to end the show.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Dave Stamey's riding along with us. He's singing about an ornery old woman.
You're an ornery old woman and hard as an ironwood tree. You never open your mouth except to criticize me. But you've worked like a mule for 43 years, driving the baler and greasing the gears, and you know every inch these mountains. And I'll never please you, I've given up a long time ago. How we managed to hold on, I'll never know. Through winters and droughts and everything else, you've never give a single thought to yourself, and you always were the one damn thing I could count on. And I ain't got the words for what I'm trying to say. We never were much for talking anyway. We're joined at the hip, and there's no place that I'd rather be than standing right here with you, standing by me. You say I'm too hard on our boys, but I don't agree. I ain't as hard on them as life's gonna be. And you harp on me that I don't like change. And soon enough, they'll take over the reins. And if they ain't ready, this place will sink like a stone. Sometimes you make me so mad I can't sit down. That's when I climb in my truck and head off towards town. And I argue with you, though you ain't even there, vetting my spleen in the open air. Then pretty soon I turn around and drive back home. and I ain't got the words for what I'm trying to say. We never were much for talking anyway. We're joined at the hip, and there's no place that I'd rather be than standing right here with you, standing by me. Tomorrow we'll gather those steers from off the south end. They've grazed it all down, it's time that we brought them in. Now supper's long over and you're sitting there falling asleep in that old leather chair. You never could stay up late at all. I touch your hand to tell you it's time for bed. You nod and get up without a word being said. Together we close up the house for the night. I pause a moment before I shut off the light, and then I turn and follow you down the hall. And I ain't got the words for what I'm trying to say. We never were much for talking anyway. We're joined at the hip, and there's no place that I'd rather be than standing right here with you, standing by me. Standing right here with you, standing by me.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Are you sure?
No, you know, I now know that anytime a woman challenges me to an arm wrestling, I'm going to pass.
Walk away. Yeah. Keep your pride intact. Walk away.
They are baiting you, yeah, aren't they?
You are about to get shamed.
Right, right. You know, I'm still a little scarred up over last winter. I'm still mad about that.
Even with this nice winter we've had
such a nice winter. I'm still mad about last winter. I mean, the amount of diesel I spent.
Oh, man.
Clearing snow last year. Mm-hmm. You know, at least if you were pushing dirt, you'd have a mound of dirt to show for it, right?
You don't even have a pile of snow.
I have nothing to show for all the snow that I pushed last year.
Except a wore-out blower.
Right, yes. And I had to replace the pump on that.
Yeah,
the hydraulic pump went right. I'm still a little barked up about that one. Yeah. All right, I'm still a little mad about hitting that deer last fall. Doggone white-tailed deer!
What's it doing over here anyway?
What? Well, it was on South Pass, but still, you're not supposed to be here.
That's mule deer country,
man. And let me tell you, when a white-tailed deer runs out in front of you, forget it.
Forget about it.
Huh? All your evasive tactics
don't work.
Out the window.
Yep. Just center up.
And I did. And I center punched, but I didn't have a grill guard. But I have one now.
You got one.
I got
now.
A brand new one.
That's
right now.
That's the best insurance in the world, right?
I'll
there.
Buy that. But you know, it has decreased my mileage a little bit. Yeah.
It's that heavy.
It's another 200 pounds and the aerodynamics of it.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
So you can't tell I'm a little barked up about
cut
that.
Cut your losses.
Right,
cut
yeah.
Cut your losses.
All right, yeah. You know, there's been a lot of times when you and I have been guilty by association. We weren't necessarily guilty.
No.
But it was by association, the people we hung out with.
Not true.
I'm still a little mad about a few of those things.
Yeah.
Hey, folks want to stay tuned for next week, though.
Why, Andy?
You're excited to hear how we're going to introduce this.
I want to hear this. Why?
Exotic type ranching.
No.
Yes. So,
that's not
so
what
stay
you said.
Tuned. And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
You still a little barked up on that one?
Still, yeah.